Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to beautiful Ed Smith Stadium. The Pirates lost today, but it was still an interesting game. I'm Jason Mackey alongside Andrew Destin. You know who we are by now, and we are brought to you, as always, by the North Shore Tavern. If you love baseball, you'll love the North Shore Tavern. You know that. The interior, it's wall-to-wall Pirates. There are appetizers, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day. The North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. Well, Andrew, today, Ed Smith Stadium in Sarasota was home to Paul Skene's Grapefruit. Yeah, that's something. Grapefruit League debut. Could not have gone better, right? What did you think?
I mean, what do you want? For it to last maybe a little bit longer so fans could be seeing a little bit more Skene's?
Well, yeah.
That's the only thing.
We can talk about that. All right.
No, but 10 pitches. I bring that up. I'm not talking about innings, just how efficient he was.
Yeah.
We saw him pumping four times over 100 miles an hour, mixing a little bit of the off-speed. Showed the curveball a little bit there, which hadn't seen that yet.
Yep.
You know, we didn't get to see the full five-pitch mix, but we saw certainly what Paul is capable of, and it was – you know, I know these guys are going to downplay some of the nature of it, just given what was going on. But it's still cool to see, you know, Jackson Holliday facing off against Skene's with Davis behind the dish. Adley Rutschman following that up. I mean, hey, these are big names, big number one overall picks, and fun to see.
I know, man. Showcasing all of the prospects in Major League Baseball, it's a good thing everybody got to see that game. Oh, wait. No, they didn't. No, I understand. And it's not about that. It's about Paul Skene's and his readiness. And I was impressed, man. I really was. I mean, what, 10 pitches, 400 or more, 102 topped out. The thing that impressed me the most about Paul, though, was not the velocity. We know that's there. He even talked about it. He said, that's a tool. It's not everything. He's pitching. That's what and it leads to a bigger discussion about what you do with Paul Skene's, but the one about today and how dominant he looked. I mean, he's a legit five-pitch guy who throws 102.
Yeah.
That's who, scary. Like, knows how to spin the ball, has an effective changeup. He's going to sink it more, something he didn't even need, or I don't think he was allowed to do at LSU, if memory serves. I mean, this is an elite pitcher. I'm not breaking any news there. I'm curious. Let's spin this ahead. I'm curious where this goes, man. I mean, if he keeps doing this, and I mean, you don't go from like 102 and a five-pitch pitcher to suddenly being terrible, right?
Yeah, that like, seems unrealistic. Yeah.
What do they do? It's going to be a fascinating thing to see happen.
I'm glad I'm not making that decision. I'm glad to rather talk about it. That's a little bit more fun and less stressful.
All right.
But it's, I mean, hey, he's going to push the envelope. It's going to be a difficult one for the Pirates. And I'll say this much. For the time being, if he keeps racking up these kind of performances, it's going to be really hard to have to send him back down to the minors.
I know. But, dude, I mean, everybody gets so mad about the Pirates, right? For understandable reasons. I'm not saying anybody's unjustified. If the Pirates would just say, the heck with it, we're putting Hank Davis behind the plate, Paul Skene's on the mound. We're not spending another dollar other than maybe you extend David Bednar, which, you know, should not be breaking the bank. Like, it's a reasonable contract. It makes sense. And you're saying, like, look, we're going with our internal guys, but the upside is we're going to give these guys a chance to earn jobs. You know, as long as they perform, they're going to be out there. Maybe I'm off base here. I don't think you guys would care, right? I don't think fans would get upset at that. I think they'd be like, all right, that's what we are. Let's go. Let's see what they can do. Instead, we're sitting here talking and completely legitimately so, worrying about them starting Henry in the minors or Skene's in the minors, which would be, I don't know.
You and Noah have fun with that.
Although I'll be writing about it from a different perspective, and I wholeheartedly disagree with that. Let the month play out. But, I mean, if they wind up in the minors after performing like this, come on.
Well, especially the way Henry's hitting. I mean, saw that again today. He hits another one deep and has looked fine catching. I didn't see any issues today. Correct me if I'm wrong there. It looks Hey, if
he dropped one inside pitch to Selby or from Selby.
All right, Triple A. He's done.
That's it. I don't know. He could have been crossed up. I didn't even look that much into it. But yeah, that was the only weird thing I saw.
Yeah. So, hey, if he's going to hit, if he's going to play at least adequate defense, which we've seen in a couple of these showings here in spring training, it can be really difficult to keep Henry away. And
yeah,
you can only dream about that battery. And not to romanticize it or nothing beyond that, just to say, hey, this is something that Pirates fans and the Pirates themselves can legitimately be excited about just from what we're seeing in these small sample sizes.
Don't romanticize it. They're both taken anyway.
All right. Yeah, well, I figured.
All right.
I am too. Nothing to me.
No, but I mean, it's a fun thing to think about. It's completely fair. I understand why fans think these guys have to be in the major leagues yesterday. And, like, I get that aspect of it. I get the team pushback is probably like, I mean, it was 10 pitches. You know, he's played a couple games behind the plate. We need to see more. I get that. Absolutely. Let it play out. Saying anything should be determined at this point is silly. I'm just saying that if what we saw today holds, and there's reason to believe that it could, I mean, I'm sorry, that guy's in my rotation.
Yeah.
If what we see out there is real and it holds, I mean, he's one of the five best pitchers on this team. You need pitchers. If you want to see him get used to stuff, if there's some question, if somebody else is performing and maybe you're iffy on a spot, fine. But right now, I mean, let's be logical about this here. At 102 with movement and sync and command and everything you'd want out there, pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, well, especially you contrast that against what we're seeing from the rest of the starters. Quinn looked solid yesterday, but I can't say that I looked at Rowe, Louis, or Bailey Falter today and said, hey, those guys unquestionably are putting themselves in great position.
Right.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough decision.
I mean, Bailey Falter did not look good today. Nope. Again, if that continued, he's not on the staff. Like, I know some people have him as like a number five. Absolutely not.
No.
Giving up two bombs was not close. Another double. There's just no way. No way, shape, or form. Rowe, I want to see more. Quinn, I want to see more. Ortiz, I want to see more. Again, you know, sample size will balance this stuff out. There's stuff that's been good. There's stuff that's been bad. I don't know. That's the world's worst analysis, I guess. But we're also sitting here on February 29th. So,
yeah,
just trying to have a little bit of perspective. A little bit.
Yeah. Lots to keep track of. Lots to keep tabs on. But all told, even though the Pirates lost, a successful day just on the Skeens and Davis front. And I'm sure we'll have lots more to talk about here coming up real soon. But that's our quick check-in here from Ed Smith Stadium. We will catch you guys all again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So, Paul, what was the plan of attack today?
Feel good, see how stuff played. I think the biggest thing is just getting out there and pitching in front of people, because adrenaline is a big thing. So, just kind of wanted to see where we're at and how command around the pitches.
Where are you? How'd you feel?
Felt good.
How exciting was it? You mentioned getting out there in front of the fans. There was a pretty big packed house today to see you. I mean, Jackson Holliday, the storylines were there. So how'd it feel to get in front of a crowd like this?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, that's kind of just how it goes when you get in games. So that's how it's going to be all season, hopefully after that too. So, but it was fun. Just got to get used to it.
My apologies. Anything you nitpick, or are you pretty satisfied all around with the outing?
Pretty satisfied. Got some stuff to work on, but, ready to go. Feel good.
Is that a curve to Jackson out of the gate?
Yeah.
So that is a true pod pitch mix you got going in games now.
Yep.
That's it.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.